Talk Radio.
The second hour of As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, our first show. I made a joke this morning, and as I was promoting the show, that video doesn't always kill the radio star, because I started doing videos.
We can work together after all.
We can do both, and we are doing both, because we are streaming the actual video on the As Goes Wisconsin Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, so you can see our faces, and when I forget to mute the Zoom, you can hear me talk to Sam Butson, producer extraordinaire. But yeah, you can join us there, or you can listen to us live if you don't get 540 AM WAUK or 101.1 in your car. You can listen to us at waukradio.com. So yeah, tons of ways to listen, and we will post it as a podcast every day after the show. And so today I wanted to kick off what I'm thinking will probably be a daily segment on this daily show, at least until November of this year, which is the campaign report. Because Wisconsin, when it comes to voting, we have very important elections that are always very close. And that's usually for the general, but for the first time in a very long time, we have two partisan primaries that are statewide, that are very competitive this year. So for the Republicans, we have four different candidates who are running to run against current Governor Tony Evers. And then for the Democrats, we have a lot. I think it's still, even after the people who've dropped out, I think there's still like seven or eight
right,
technically running. There's now five. I've made it to the debate that's happening later this month. So we'll probably just stick to talking to the five, but that are the people who are running against to run against Ron Johnson for U.S. Senate. And so I thought, as we're leading up to the primary, which is as of today, 5 weeks from today, which kind of is sneaking up on us. I realized I got my mail yesterday and my absentee ballot has been mailed. I got it.
Heck yeah.
And so I think that means early voting starts at the end of July as far as when you can actually show up. So like the time crunch is now as far as the people who still have not decided to who they're going to vote for. I think in the last Marquette Law School poll, about 32% of Republicans who plan to vote don't know which candidate they're going to vote for. About 36% of Democrats were still undecided. And so this segment is trying to rehash the news as it arises. Maybe we'll do daily segments to do a little bit more of a deep dive on who all of these people are. But do what we can to inform you as you make your decision to vote in the August primary. And so kind of figured we'd start just with Sam, like, what do you even know? You know, because a lot of these people, if you're not necessarily always paying attention to state politics, it's easy to not know who these people are. And so we obviously for governor, if we start there, we have incumbent Tony Evers. So what do you know about our governor?
Well, Tony, he holds a little soft spot in my heart because he was the first election I actually got to vote in.
God, you're young.
I know.
You only turned 18 in 2018? You were born in 2000?
I'm in 90. I'm 98, but I just missed the presidential election by a month. I'm like December 98. So, I just missed the presidential where with Trump and Hillary. So I didn't get to vote in that, but I got Tony in and I felt like my vote actually mattered. It was really awesome.
And it did because it was like 11,000 votes or something. It was a super small margin as far as what he won by and what I'm assuming either the Republican or him will win by or lose by in November.
Again. And I don't, you know, I think that he's put his best effort in. And I think, you know, we need him to keep blocking all of those crazy things that they keep trying to pass. And him just, without him, I'm scared. I'm scared for my future as a woman. I'm scared for my future as a young person. Like, I don't necessarily know, you know, like, I know the latest thing I heard about the Republican gubernatorial candidates is some of them are kind of split on like the plan B slash contraceptive.
Funny that she bring that up.
So like, you know, I would prefer, you know, I've been on birth control since like fifth grade. And no, that was not because I was sexually active. That was because my period was so heavy and crazy. I needed it. And I don't think a lot of people realize that, you know, it helps other things than that. And I would like to keep my body on that because I've been doing well on that. But, you know, who knows if that's going to be an option for me in the future.
Yeah. So there are four candidates. So there is Rebecca Clayfish, who was the former lieutenant governor under Walker. And as of the last poll, she is polling about 26%. She's basically been running since she left office. Fairly conservative, staunch conservative woman. Anything else you know about Rebecca?
I know she's a little loose on the gun control, but she's a little more chill on the whole gay marriage thing and a little more chill on, like, maybe she was one of the ones that was like, okay, plan B might be cool, but I'm not sure about that.
All right. Then there is business consultant Kevin Nicholson, who is polling at 10%. Do you know anything?
It's mainly been about Michaels and Clayfish.
Because then they're at 3%, we have Tim Rantham, who's his entire thing that he's running on is decertifying the election, which cannot happen. And then the late entry of Tim Michaels at 27%. What do you know about Tim Michaels?
I'm baffled by this man. Have you seen these crazy ads on like YouTube and stuff of him? Like fighting the crazy liberal media. I'm shook by this man. He's a construction company? So he inherited it or something?
He and his brothers inherited it. So they're from Wisconsin. It's Michaels, which is, it's more than just construction. It's like, it's a massive billion dollar company. They do everything from like, you know, road pavements to drilling sideways throughout the country. Like it's a massive company. And so and he's been a longtime Republican donor. He ran against Feingold. He ran in like the 2000s. So this is not his first race. But the thing that's interesting about Michaels is I feel like I keep seeing headlines about him just evading the question.
Yeah.
Or not showing up to a public forum. So
not sure what
in the last week, we have GOP governor candidates Rebecca Clayfish and Kevin Nicholson pledged to protect emergency contraceptives, which is what you were just saying. Tim Michaels won't say. Won't give an answer. Another one. GOP governor candidate Tim Michaels won't say whether he would certify the next presidential election. Won't say yes or no.
Won't tell you.
And then he skipped a public forum last Monday and instead had his own rally because he basically had some reason of, I'm a builder and I don't want to tear, you know, we're tearing each other down. And I think it's because he doesn't know anything about government.
It has to be.
That is
why
my
are you avoiding
inclination is because we had him. So before, I'm now here, obviously, but for the last couple months, I had been on the morning show over at WTMJ for the last hour of the morning news. And the night that Michaels got the morning after he got his Trump endorsement, which, again, is they all went down to Mar-a-Lago, Clayfish has been trying to do this for 3.5 years and is just getting backdoored so hard by her own party. It's unbelievable.
Even Trump doesn't like her. I'm like,
yeah. And so he came on to the morning show the next day and I was just baffled. And I know all politicians do this to a certain extent, that they have their stump speeches and their rehearsed answers and they get so much training as far as this is the message, stick to the message, like pivot. But he just like couldn't answer, like everything was just platitudes and cliches of how he was answering questions. And so, you know, when he says, I'm a business guy and I was a commander in the military. And the thing that I always go back to when it comes to those being the credentials that someone gives it's those are positions where what you say is what you say goes. Like, it is a top-down structure where, like, you fall in line, this is the decision, now go execute on the decision. And that is not how government rule is, even when you are in the executive position. And so no matter what, we've built in, at least for now, these checks and balances. And so you can't just do what you want and say, I'm going to fix all of this stuff single-handedly because I'm the governor now, because that's just not how it works. And so if you don't actually know how to build coalitions and compromise and collaboration, because even if you have a Republican legislature, not all of you necessarily want to do the same thing. I mean, look at us right now. We have in the federal at the federal level, we have a Democratic Congress president, and we still can't get anything done. And so you have to build consensus, and like that is part of working in government. And I get the feeling that he doesn't even know how government works, and that's why he keeps not answering questions and kind of just talking in like, I think this is what they want to hear, so I'm going to say that, but not have anything concrete that people can stick to me. And so I don't know. I think this will be an interesting race to watch. Someone recently asked me, like, I don't know who has the most chance of beating Evers. My gut would say Michaels does, just because he's a billionaire.
Right.
And can spend so much money as he has in the last couple of months, as he just flooding YouTube and TV and the radio and everything with I'm the guy, you know.
Exactly.
He just reminds me of a poor man's Liv Schreiber. Because Liv Schreiber is pretty hot, but like he's like especially with the commercials where he's driving in the car and he's not watching the road and he's talking to camera and he hasn't shaved in like 3 days and he's a man's man. And so we'll keep track daily on updates with the governor's race, and when we come back we'll talk about the U.S. Senate race. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We come.